Speaking about Dveikus. And the last, the Tzaddik taught us, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid. Doesn't just mean that there's only one Hashem and no other Hashems. Chas v'shalom, t'yefshar. It means that there's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch. When a person considers the Achdus Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, to such a degree, so every moment in life, every perspective changes because we can find the Kadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. There's no place where He is not. Like the Kotzker famously said when he was asked as a youngster, where is Hashem? He says, wherever you let Him in, right? That's where Hashem is, wherever you let Him in. So it says in Ois Yud Beis, it's impossible to have a dveikus and a lev unless a person becomes consumed in this avodah. Because he is consumed in the Achdus Hashem. Every moment, everything which we do, we're learning the halachas of Shivisi and Asher Yatzah just now. Hashem is everywhere. And the halachas which conduct every aspect of life because Hashem Yisbarach is everywhere. And the whole tachlis of halacha is Shivisi Hashem Lenegli Sami. There's so many mitzvahs in regards to this inyan. And these are mitzvahs which are not governed by day. They're not mitzvahs shazman grama. They're mitzvahs tmidias. Every moment in life. And so if a dveikus is a mitzvah which we're not, there's no hefsek in such a mitzvah. Kol yom doesn't mean all your days, it means every moment of the day. Which because of Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and in the Sefer Charedim of Purish Heita Bizeh, and in the updated Sfarim which we're using on the bottom, you have the full Lashonis of the Rambam and the Charedim Ein Sham if you want to see beautiful Lashonis. The person is Zayecha to certain Hakara of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in his heart, as the Zayar Kaddish says, every single person, Kufum Dargadilei, every person has a different Kesher Havan of Hashem Yisroch in his heart. Not like people who they pretend and they imagine to themselves that they have a real dveikus with Hashem Yisroch. But that's really not the type of a dveikus that I'm speaking about. Just like a person, he's able to look at the window and he's able to see the tree. He's able to look at the table is here. A person, he looks at the Kodesh Baruch in a way that he's here. That it's real to him. Of course, he can't see with his eyes, but his neshama is able to see in a way that it's bar him. So, afilu lo rav, lo shama mishum adam. Nobody told him. Yavim ba'atzma yidid dveikus machshavas nafsha machshavas v'tahami v'asham yizbarach. Person is his machshavas, and there's something going on in his heart that he feels a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch at all times. Kimisha ina machash v'asham yizbarach tamid afu b'shamayim v'zeh. Person is not involved with Hashem Yisbarach at all times, even though he's a maimin. It means to say that understanding, that Tzir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Lev is not there. It doesn't mean that he's not a maimin. It just means that he's not a chassid that the Tzaddik is speaking about. Because there's the world which we see with our Gashmi's eyes, and then there's the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the eyes within our Lev. And if a person is not holding in that place that he feels that kesher inside, that means that he's being taken by what his physical eyes see. But if a person is not so much in the head, meaning what's going on in the world and taking that into account, that's his metzias. Whenever he sees in the world, he's able to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring it to its shayrash. And he develops a real cheshek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, he sees a beautiful clothes of a certain woman. He's not, when he sees the begadim, he doesn't start to think about all the different aspects and the specifics of the beged, the different colors and the design. That's not what he's thinking about. He thinks about her. Because it's not about the beged, it's about the isha. But a person who's not in that place where he has that taivas nashim, mistakel kipshuta al beged, he doesn't see an isha, he sees a beged. Nimsa shnei mistakel darecha, two people looking at the same thing. V'cholach mistakel darecha, but they're looking at two different things. Kin lahavdol v'alofim bina tamala taira, lahavdol b'inyan hakedusha. But many times we find, even in Chazal, and in Shlomo HaMelech, and in the Rambam, that they bring dugmois of dveikus v'Hashem from this cheshek ish b'isha. A person who has that cheshik for Hashem. Kama asher roya ba'olam. Whatever he sees in the world, roya Hashem Yisbarach, shekoychus mechayezeh. He sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving life to everything. Existence is only through him. Kama asher ma'akasav, we say it every day in the afternoon, because we need it every day. Ve'ata mechayez kulam. You give life to everything. That's how we start our day, Rabbi say. But a person is not in that place of cheshik. In Rekim Agashmi. He looks at the Gashmias and he sees the Gashmias. Alpha Pishim is Kareel Bishalu. They would ask him, of course he'd say, Hashem Yisbarach, Mechai is Kol. He's a Maimon B'nei Maaminim. And he has the same Ashkofas as you. But everybody's living in a different place in their hearts. Alpha Pichin ain't who David does that. It doesn't advake us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But having hated Min Amashal Azeh Adam and Wailan Imshal. What to think about here. Nimsim Niskal is Advekis. If we could be zeichet to this, nachshav al atzmenu gam kein. We could think about ourselves the same way. And it's not just that the world around us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving chias all the time. Ki anachnu ein bilti Hashem yisrach shem chayes sanu. He's giving us life every moment as well. Hu hamatzei v'zul asa einoid. Einoid means me too. I'm also einoid. V'zeh shem rakosef. So that's why it says. I'm sure you noticed. Could we say interesting? Atu Hashem levadecha, atu asisa. You say twice, right? It is only you, Hashem, and it is you that has made. Why do we say atu twice? So lachar atu pam shniyam yuzdar. It's repetitive. Elishu marmer bifni atu. What David HaMelech is telling us is atu Hashem levadecha. Which means to say, what's the moment? Ein oid ba'olam rak Hashem yisbarach levad. Like we said before, ein doesn't mean only God. It means only you. Kanal b'shem hashloa. Ve'achar kach amar davar achar. Then it says atu asisa everything. I mean, the first thing that a person needs to know is that there's only Hashem. And that, and then also he created everything. But when you understand that it's only Hashem, and you see everything in creation, you see that there's only Kadosh Baruch Hu in creation. That Ato that's only Levadecha, that's the Ato Asisa. So if a person is holding in the first Ato, then even the second Ato is going to have a totally different perspective. Now, Zemar Moshe, Yosef David, Ma'ayba Hashem Yisborach, U'makiz Ma'ayba Karagadoyla, so Moshe Benu, there was nobody Dovuk like him. And he had such a deep hakara of Kadosh Baruch Hu's yichud. And then he writes in the back, I'm going to explain to you soon what it means, the word hakara. What does hakara mean? That's a maimer b'fnei atzmei. We'll get to Ois Chafei. Amar v'nachnu ma. So Moshe, he understood, he said about ourselves, ma, what are we already? There's no metzias to our metzias. You're the only metzias. Adam yesh b'chinas Moshe. So why is that nageya to us? Because every single person has an akud of Moshe inside of himself. The hainu has seichel ha'emes. Not every single person is holding in Maisha all the time. But people we have, everybody has a flash of Maisha Rabbeinu at times. Mashamu b'gemara, Maisha shapakamet. The one Amari would say to the next, Maisha, you're saying good. When you say good, you're a Maisha. If you see good, if you say good, there's an akudas Maisha within each and every one of us. Rak Maisha hayatami dava b'chseichel. So Maisha is Maisha because he's always in that place. We're not holding there. Will I lift rock him? At times that a person has, maybe Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Regalim, Shabbos Kodesh, Raivin the Raivin, or it could be just walking down the street. You have something just comes over you, and you're like, you're feeling that vacus, that kivus Hashem. So Alina Nuchel Lahavin Zakimiv Machasidkis. You can understand a little bit of means what Dargas Maisha means. Maisha wasn't because he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Tzaddik in Maisha is what he put down on paper in the Torah, which is Ein Oyel Mavadai. That's the Darg of Maisha. How much a person is living with that Vegas. That's the Chashivas in the Kudus Maisha. Nimsu Kishanak Zeshan Ka'ayin Be'emes. When we understand what it means to be a creation of Hashem, the gift of life, but at the same time, where we stand with Hashem Yisbarach, who is Ein Oyel Mavadai. We have this, it's not really a physical machshava, intellectual understanding, it's a neshama understanding, because only the neshama can understand it. But when we live on a neshama level, and it's something that a person has to reveal within himself, something which the neshama already understands. This is what Hashem Yisbarach wants of us. This havana, this hasaga, this hakara. Just like the parents, what they want from their children is that, is the hakar that the children have in the parents, what it means that they're the parents, the relationship. Right, when you walk through the door and your child, your grandchild comes running and he gives you that ogda, Hashem Yisbarach has the havdil, he has that nachas from us, he has that tainag. We need to have a emunah that our voida is chashiv. Every day our voida is chashiv to Hashem Yisbarach. We have what to live for because it's precious to him. Every word of tefillah, every avayda. Like Rav Kalisker used to say, when somebody once came to him and he said, I'm an old man already, and I don't have any cheshek anymore. Like, I've seen it, I've done it. He says, you don't have cheshek anymore? He says, you know, the Gantz Lemon, the whole life is worth it just to put on tefillin once. 120 years would be kedai just for one pair of tefillin. One day of tefillin. And we have this chus to put on tefillin every single day. We're about to put on tefillin. What that means, tefillin, to be machter ourselves with Yichud Hashem, Shema Savaya, v'chule v'chule. Kesher, literally, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, greater is the work of the tzaddikim than the handiwork of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in making Shemayim V'aretz. So what does that mean? What could be more spectacular than creation of the world? So says the Hedig Magid, the Magid from Ezrich, from Halaki, Reb Doiv Berzal, Briyas Shemayim V'aretz was what? The Hishtashlus from Yesh, of Yesh from Ayin. Hashem took nothingness and He created everything we see and that we don't see. What's that? It's a Yerida Me'elion L'Tachta. Taking something from very high place and bringing it to very low place. What's tzaddikim do? The tzaddikim b'mayseim shemafshitim es atzmi on megashmis. A tzaddik who has to kind of like revert it, to return it back to sender. And saying what? Chishim Hashem Yisparach Tamin. And we're always thinking about the fact that although we're living in this physical world, we're peeling it away and we're seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it and we're saying there's an eye into this yesh where everything comes from and that's you. Like we're going to see in davening again. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Atu ad shelo nivra olam v'atu mishenivra olam. I mean, it's still the same way that it was before, that it was after. Nothing has changed. Ani Hashem lo shini. You see, the Atta before is the same Atta afterwards. But that's after we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You can have such a thing. So that's what a tzaddik is able to do. He's able to reveal the emes lamitoy of this world. Nimsa shemachsiv me'ayim me'ayish la'ayim. So they're able to take the yesh and bring it back to ayin. It's harder to, much easier to send something down, right? Gravity brings it down, then to send it back up. We have a hard job. That his wife said, she said to her husband, we need parnasa. So he says, okay, you want parnasa? So they showed from Shemayim, there was like a leg of the kise came down. He said, that's going to be your kise from the next world. You're going to be missing a leg. He says, this is what you wanted? He said to her. She says, no, send it back. He says, you know, send it back. Hashem took it back. So the Gemara says it was a bigger nace for it to come to send it back than it was to bring it down. Because once they give him Shemayim, they don't take back. They took back. But you see from the Gemara that from to come in this direction, down up to down, it's easier than from down to up. So tzaddikim is greater, said the Magid. For us that we're able to take this Gashmias and to turn it into a Ruchnias, may even be a bigger pillar than Hashem Yisbarach that he could take, make Gashmias out of nothing. Amar, Harav, Marina, Menachem Mendel from Parmeshlan, Talmud from the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid as well. Yeshlomer HaPasak Oimer, Hashem Moin Ata HaYisalanu. We say this on Shabbos. Hashem, you are the abode. You are the place in of existence. Ratzalam HaShe'ayin, Az Hainu Nishmaseinu, Hashem Yisparach Kodem Arbiya. So, Moin Ata HaYisalanu. Before we came into this world, you were that vessel, so to speak, which our neshamas were contained. What happened, though? We said the pasuk continues, Tashiv Enoshadaka. You took a neshama and you cast it down into this world. You brought us to a place in a very low place called Olam Hazeh. But what happens? What does Hashem say? But what do you say to us? Shuvu b'nei Adam. Shuvu b'nei Adam means go back to where you came from. Meaning, even before we came into this world, we were in a very beautiful place with Hashem and everything was gevaltig and the Ruchnias and the Mabal, whatever that is, which we have very vague recollections of, our neshama knows. And Hashem is supposed to have a mission for you, going back down to this physical world. But what do I want from you? Shuvu b'nei Adam, to come back to the way that you were. I mean, to be in this world doesn't mean that Hashem wants to take you back. It means to be ruchni in this world, to find me in this world, to be ruchni, to be real your neshama. Losha v'lifshat esmeinu me'achamias, to see through it and to work through it, to be mekadesh yourselves. Allah Hashem Hashem Yisbarach, machshavtu kevarishana b'shuvizeicha, to tvekes and tivas alakim, and run shavu yishav kol yam v'yam.